With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Flash flooding is hitting the South this week with another round of severe storms. Flood watches stretch from central Texas to southeast Georgia, with the hardest weather right now hitting New Orleans and southern Mississippi and Alabama. The Biden administration is increasing pressure on Israel to end its Gaza offensive against terror group Hamas. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that he believes Israel must focus on the long game.
That protects Israel's future security and paves the way for a future of dignity and security for the Palestinian people as well, rather than Israel getting mired in a counterinsurgency campaign that never ends and ultimately saps Israel's strength and vitality.
All eyes will be on West Virginia's primary Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin stepping down, and several hopefuls are vying for that open seat. Republican Governor Jim Justice is being backed by former President Trump. He's been doing well in the polls. Also at SRNnews.com, major U.S. airlines are suing the Transportation Department.
Airlines including American, Delta, United, JetBlue, Hawaiian, and Alaska filed suit against the department after being told they must disclose all airline fees up front. The airlines argue that such a regulation is outside of the government's authority and would confuse travelers. The Biden administration touted the new rule, saying it would help consumers avoid unneeded or unexpected fees. Greg Clugston, The White House.
GameStop shares jumped Monday after the return of Roaring Kitty to social media. The gamer got thousands of day traders to buy shares of the video game retailer during the pandemic, and that move drove up the stock's value, and it crushed wealthy hedge fund managers trying to profit from a short sell. The incident was made into a movie called Dumb Money, which is the term hedge fund managers used for day traders. Monday, Roaring Kitty posted for the first time since 2021. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a Catholic school in Charlotte did not violate the law when it fired an employee for entering into a gay marriage. The judges concluded that Charlotte Catholic High School is covered by the ministerial exception in this case because Lonnie Ballard, the substitute teacher who was fired, was involved in an inherently religious job. The school is represented by the Beckett Fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The percentage of Americans who say they are followers of no particular religion is higher than at any time in history, and that doesn't mean those people are atheists. Only about 17% of religiously unaffiliated people actually identify as atheists on surveys, comprising only about 4% of the total population. There are many indicators for atheism, and wealth is one of them. Adults with more income are more likely to adopt the stance that they do not believe in God. This is SRN News. Monday's financial markets were mixed.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street, but they're still trading near their record highs. The S&P 500 edged down by less than 0.1% Monday. The benchmark index is just slightly below the record high it set in March. The Dow slipped 81 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Stocks have been doing relatively well this month. That's partly because of revived hopes that inflation will ease enough to convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this year. A key test for those hopes will arrive on Wednesday. That's when the government releases its latest report on inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
OpenAI launching a new AI model of ChatGPT. The company's technology chief says the update brings GPT-4 to everyone, including OpenAI's free users. The new model, GPT-4, is reportedly much faster, better text, video, and audio capabilities. More details at srnnews.com.